Hello, it's Jessie here. I hope you're having a good day. So this audio is on a section in my book, which is Safety and Security. It's the next step up from basic needs in our hierarchy of needs, sort of roughly following Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Okay, so this level, safety and security, it's more about consistency, certainty, and that level of knowing that you are looked after and that you're going to be okay, that you can live a safe and secure life and be free from harm. Unfortunately, many of us get stuck at this level. You know, when we start living from a place of fear, of anxiety and stresses, you know, maybe you grew up in a household where you weren't allowed to speak your opinion because you were different, so different was considered bad. Or, you know, you're fearful of attacks, be it physical, emotional or verbal. You know, some people can be struggling, you know, worrying when their next meal would be coming, or, you know, money stresses, that's a huge one. And health stresses and anxieties. This is a place where a lot of traumas can occur. You know, that fear that from that place of being vulnerable and being attacked. You know, when we hold trauma in our bodies, and a lot of the time I see people self-medicating. Oh, hello, Benny. Benny's joined me. It's a shame it's not a video. You could see him. He's been very cute today. what was I saying? Yeah, it's a place where a lot of traumas can occur, and, you know, there's a lot of self-medication that goes on, and, you know, resulting in addictions and things. And I think as a society, we're so easy to and quick to judge about addictions, but then there's also so much on offer. You know, it's so easy to sort of get into drinking alcohol or numbing yourself by scrolling on your phone, or eating sugary things. You know, sugar is a known, you know, quite a big addiction that many struggle with. So yeah, you know, there's absolutely no judgment here. And it's a case of highlighting, actually, you know, what are we doing to almost numb ourselves from facing our realities and not facing our stresses and things. You know, we watch RSPCA Animal Rescue. Loki and I watch it. He loves watching the dogs. And, you know, the first thing they do when they do rescue an animal is, you know, giving them the basics of, you know, food, warmth, you know, clean, safe space, really. And then the next step is that consistency, you know, being fed at regular times, you know, the warmth is consistent. You know, they go out on regular walks and they start building their trust in who is around them as well, and get the message that it's okay to be me, you know, it's safe to be me, I'm not going to get attacked or anything like that. And I see it in our pets as well. You know, if we change walking times, feed times, they get more anxious and clingy, you know, certainly when there's fireworks or things like that. You know, they feel very fearful and unsettled. You know, we do live in a very unstable world, and you know, what I've seen is the way humans try and create that stability is in our routines, is in our perceived stability. You know, the pandemic has shown us really that even the way we've set life up, it can fall down like a house of cards. because it, you know, the systems that we build are very fragile, and you know, the only consistency is inconsistency, the only certainty is uncertainty, really. Yeah, so let me just look at my notes and sort of see what else. Oh yeah, so you know, yeah, as a woman, definitely there's safety. You know, there's a huge part that is drilled in. If you are a female, you know, you're told you're vulnerable. You know, don't walk alone at night. You know, look, keep an eye on your drink at nightclubs. Don't get into strangers' cars. You know, all sort of things like that. And certainly these last couple of years has shown, you know, how we need to change how we think in society. You know, it's not about women dressing appropriately, which, oh, I hate it when people say that, you know, she was asking for it and things like that. You know, it's about raising men to not attack. It's raising, it's making it inappropriate and unacceptable to treat women like that. We've also seen, you know, how we can feel unsafe depending on our colour of the depending on the colour of our skin. You know, look at all the racial inequalities that we've been seeing. You know, white privilege, and you know, so on a society level, there's a lot that we need to change, really. But you know, where does that security come from, really? And I've found that, you know, looking externally for security doesn't help at all. It's got to come from within you. And I love the saying that, I'm going to forget it now, aren't I? You know, a bird sitting on a branch. I'm going to have to find it now because I have forgotten it. You know, it's got trust in its wings rather than in the branch. I've said it completely wrong. I'm not one to relay jokes because I always get them wrong and they're just not funny. But I know this wasn't a joke. But yeah, you know, about having that trust in yourself, giving yourself that safety. So for example, you know, when I was studying, I was only working part-time, you know, money was a stress for me. So it was a case of, you know, building that safety within me, that faith that I can earn enough money for myself, and, you know, that I am capable of functioning, that, you know, if things do become uncertain, I can rely on myself to... I was going to say fix the problem. It's not quite fixing the problem, but you know, it's about placing all that trust, certainty, security within yourself. I know this does not apply to everything, and you know, again, with all the areas that I'm talking about, there is a huge level of oversimplification. I need to put my teeth in for this audio. I'm getting it all wrong. you know, I am oversimplifying it all. But, you know, if you work with me one-to-one, then we can explore the areas that you need exploring, really. And, you know, I hope I've relayed it okay in my book. And, you know, it's just areas to consider, really. And money's a huge part of it. So, you know, I did a Wild Within interview with Tonya, who's fantastic. And, you know, it is very much about, you know, that feeling of not enough. You know, again, with advertising and stuff, we're always told we need to have the latest thing, you know, best technology, top of the range, you know, all those sort of things. So it's that feeling of, actually, I've got enough. I don't need to keep, you know, working till I burn out to earn money to buy more things. So it's a change of kind of the way you think, as well. And money, you know, we place a lot of emphasis on money in our modern society. And yes, of course, we do need money. And when we haven't got it, or haven't got that consistency of income, there is that level of stress and anxiety that comes. And I know I've worked, you know, with many coaches, and it's very difficult when you're trying to, like, start a business or, you know, have consistent income. But there's that level of stress, you know, so it's difficult to create and be relaxed when you're stressed, obviously. So yeah, you know, I hope that's making sense. You know, it is about finding that trust and safety and security within yourself first, and then realizing that that's going to ripple out to everything externally. But the way we're kind of taught is look for it externally and then you can go within. So I'm talking about, you know, letting go of the conditions that have been put on us. You know, we don't need the latest car or the latest phone or biggest house or fashionable clothes. See, I can't even list the things because I'm just so out of all of it. Actually, no, I'm not. I get you know, roped into it all as well. But it is very much about letting go of what we think of success, what we think we should be doing, and actually connecting to what we need to be doing and what we want to be doing. And yeah, you know, it all starts with you. It all starts from within. Okay, well, I hope that's made sense, and I'll stop rambling on. But yeah, you know, I'd love it if you signed up for the book, where you know, there'll be a lot more information, or pop me a message if you want to talk in more depth. Cool. Well, I hope you have a lovely rest of the day, and yeah, enjoy. All right, lovely. Take care. Bye.